chairs now waiting, episode number 527, Mayberry Trivia 5. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. It's getting warm. It's starting to get that warm time of the year. Thinking warm thoughts. Head over and get you a Mayberry Police Department t-shirt. That'll keep you cool. Or my favorite, a Pink Floyd t-shirt. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check out all the great items they have there at Weavers. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 527 is Diana over on Patreon. So thank you, Diana. Thank you, Mayberry Band, for that wonderful rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever. Hello, and thank you for being here with me here in Mayberry. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun tonight doing trivia today, whenever you're listening to it. We're going to be doing trivia. I know you like it. I know you like it. We're also going to be hearing from Randy Turner for This Week in Mayberry History. But let's get on into the trivia. I know you've got excited. Oh, before we get to the trivia, there's a couple of voicemails I didn't play last week, so let me play those real quick. This first one is feedback from a while back. So let's hear from Sarah.
You do a great job at Mayberry and Meetup event. My favorite actress are Thelma Lou and Floyd. I've been on the podcast for years. You great job on your podcast. Keep up your podcast.
All right. So that's Sarah. That's Miss Mayberry in our chat room. So that's Sarah Blaine. Thanks for calling in. She called in a long time ago, and I thought I'd lost the message, and I was able to retrieve it and got it back. And I got this message from Chuck up in Indiana.
Hey, Alan, this is Chuck from Southern Indiana. I just wanted to let you know that I love your videos and your podcast and listen every week. And I was thinking about you. I was in St. Henry, Indiana Friday, and I saw an old squad car just like Andy's, lights all decked out. And I thought, I'm going to give Alan a call. So I'm just getting around to it. But I'll be listening tonight, and I just love your show. So keep up the good work. Thanks.
Wow, thanks, Chuck. Well, we're going to be having the we're fixing to be in Mayberry in the Midwest coming up here in May. You guys need to join us there. We'll be having the Mayberry squad car rendezvous, and that may be why Chuck thought of me. Partially, I have a squad car. That may also be. But thanks, Chuck. Thanks for thinking on me, and thanks for taking time to call in, and you as well, Sarah. All right, everybody, put on your thinking caps. Thinking cap time. Get out your pencils so that you're ready to go. I'm going to get a little background music for us. This is Ellie's theme from the Andy Griffith Show. Oh, there we go. Isn't that nice, soothing music to help you think? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be, what did I call this? I got to pull this up here. What did I call it? It's Mayberry Trivia that's spelled wrong on this page. At the top, mixed up Mayberry Trivia. There we go. At the top, it's spelled T-R-I-V-I-A. I don't think that's right, but I didn't spell it that way everywhere, so I do know how to spell trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready, we got 10 questions. Go ahead and get your pencils ready. The folks in the chat room, I believe, are ready to go. We got 10 questions. These should be easier. Now, these should be fairly easy. The last time we did trivia was just after Mayberry Days back in November of 2018. So it's been 5 months since we've done any trivia here on the podcast. And those trivia questions, well, they're a little bit harder. I don't think these are quite as hard. So everybody ready to go. Question one. Here we go. Question one. What was Opie's bird's name? What was Opie's bird's name? There you go. What was Opie's bird's name? If you don't want to know the answer yet and you want to keep trying to do the trivia yourself, pause the podcast. Folks in the chat room are beginning to get the answer. The answer is Dickie. His name was Dickie. And boy, I think he was a vulture because he ate all that chicken. I believe it was. All right. So there you go. Wink and blink and a nod. I will accept that as an answer if you gave it, because I see that in the chat room as well. That was his baby birds, but I will give you that. All right. So you count that as a good answer as well. But Dickie is the answer. All right. Number two. What vegetable did Aunt B make Opie plant when he was barred from going to the courthouse? What vegetable did Aunt B make Opie plant when he was barred from the courthouse? Folks in the chat room are getting it. Are you ready? Pause if you don't know the answer yet. The answer was, and I'll say it like Opie, spinach. It was spinach. So he had to plant spinach. Spinach, I believe is how he said it. All right, so there you go. Opie had to plant spinach outside. It was right outside the window of the house, nearly right beside the house, I do believe. All right, question three. There are 10 questions, so you're ready to go. Here we go. Question number three. Oh, spinach. There's the answer. Number three. In the episode The Feud, I don't know if that was actually named, but The Feud, you know what I'm talking about, where the families were feuding? What were the names of the feuding families? What were the name of the feuding families that were in a feud? What were their names? Oh, you got to get both of them, by the way. Get both families. Okay. All right. So folks in the chat room are starting to weigh in with the answers. If you're not ready to give your answer, you can pause the podcast. It's a recording, unless you're watching it live. The answer is the Wakefields and the Carters. Well, why are you shooting at him? Because he's a Wakefield. Well, I understand that. But why are you shooting at him? Oh, because we're feuding. Well, why are you feuding? Because we're shooting at one another. The Wakefields and the Carters. The Wakefields and the Carters. Not the Hatfields and the McCoys. Was not the Hatfields and the McCoys. It was Wakefields and the Carters. All right. Question four. Question number four. How you doing? You got three questions so far. How have you done? Here's number four. In the episode Barney's First Car, what old trick, the oldest trick in the book, by the way, what old trick was used to make the car purr like a kitten for a while? What was the trick that was used to make the car purr like a kitten for a while? What was the name? What was he do? What happened? Gomer came in and told it. This is a hint. Yep. Folks in the chat room are getting it. If you don't want to know the answer, pause. And here comes the answer. The answer is sawdust in the transmission and the differential. There was sawdust in the differential. That was the answer I would have given. In the differential. Makes it purr like a kitten for a while. All right. So how you doing? That's number four. Here's number five. Mayberry trivia. Number five. Why did Barney's landlady, Mrs. Mendelbright, want him to leave? These are, you guys got to be doing pretty good on these. You got to at least remember Mrs. Mendelbright. I love you too, Mrs. Brindlemite. All right. Why did she make Barney leave? There's actually two reasons. Okay. There's two things he was doing. All right. So the answer is he cooked up in his room and he used a too high voltage light bulb. Bulb snatcher. Snoop. I just use it when I'm reading it. And I've seen you asleep. That's not what she said, but similar to that. Snoop. Mrs. Mendelbright. All right. So we're halfway through already. Wow, well, these are flying. Gosh, we're going fast. Number six. The chat room said Barney needed an LED bulb. I don't think they had those back then. Number six. In the episode where Opie was being bullied for his milk money, remember that one? Andy told him a story about a bully that lived in Mayberry when Andy was a kid. What was the bully's name? Remember when they went fishing and Andy was telling him about it? In the episode where Opie was being bullied for his milk money, Andy told him a story about, I believe he was a make-believe, bully that lived in Mayberry when Andy was a kid. What was the bully's name? The bully's name was, if you don't want to know, it was not Floyd, as somebody in the chat room said. It was Hody Snitch. Hody Snitch. That's right. Hody Snitch. That was his name. Good job if you got it. That was a little bit harder than some of the others, but chat room did really good getting that. Sheldon. Somebody said Sheldon. That's not the right one. Sheldon was the bully that actually was bullying Opie. All right. Number seven. On the episode, The Family Visit, where were Andy's Uncle Ollie and his family from? On the episode, The Family Visit, where were Andy's Uncle Ollie and his family? Where were they from? Oh, where were they from? Wherever it was, they left on the iron, or I think whatever they left on there. I can't remember. And the gas. Yeah, we've got to get back. Where were they from? Oh, Jim Sherrill, Mayberry trivia winner, champion from Mayberry days, is in the chat room. And so guess what he got? He said the answer is Lake Charles. And so did several other people. But that's it. Lake Charles, most likely Lake Charles, Louisiana. Did they say Louisiana? I don't remember. But Lake Charles for sure is the answer. All right, number eight. Somewheres else is not a good answer, Goober Fife, in the chat room. Somewheres else. There is somebody from there, but it's not these guys. The answer or question for number eight is, on the episode The Curse, in what direction did Barney have to ride the white horse? You know, I don't think that's the name of that episode. That's not the name of that, is it? The Curse? That's scary. Ooh, I found these questions out. What direction did Barney have to ride the white horse? Everybody in the chat room is yelling this one. No, that's north to south. You're supposed to go east to west. Right, east to west. That's the omen. Black rider on a white horse going east to west. And your union is cursed. All right, so Divorce Mountain Style. Yeah, that's the answer. I knew that wasn't the right one. Good job, chat room. Who gave me that first? Ball Snatcher, was that you? Several people in the chat room gave me Divorce Mountain Style. That is right. I knew The Curse wasn't right. I read that. The Curse? All right, number nine. We've got two left. How have you been doing? Here is number nine. On the episode Andy Forecloses, how did Andy say Ben Weaver was going to go? How's he going to die when his time came? Not when his tie. If you're watching the video, it says when his tie came. It was not his tie. Time. On the episode Andy Forecloses, how did Andy say Ben Weaver was going to go when his time came? Okay, the answer is, and the chat room is also yelling this one out. The answer is, Andy said he would just nasty away. I'm going to nasty away. All right, our final question of our 10 questions of trivia. Hope you've done well, and at least if you haven't, you've enjoyed yourself. Number 10, why did Malcolm Merriweather do something that caused him to have to leave the Taylor home? Why did Malcolm Weather do something that caused him to have to leave the Taylor home? I remember. First, that question didn't sound right, but it does now. Why did he do it, though? Why did he do something? Why did Malcolm Merriweather do something that caused him to have to leave the Taylor home? Folks in the chat room are mentioning that he got drunk. That's what he did, but why did he do it is the question. Why did Malcolm Merriweather do something that caused him to have to leave? Oh, y'all are good. Folks in the chat room are getting it? Okay, so you understand the question. It's why did he get drunk? Why did Malcolm Merriweather pretend to get drunk so that he would leave the Taylor home? The answer is he overheard a conversation between Andy and Barney. Remember when he came down to get Opie's milk that he had left sitting on the table right beside the open window, and Andy and Barney were out on the porch, and that window was blowing in the breeze, and he heard what Andy and Barney were saying. I think that's the one that he's asking the question about. So he overheard a conversation between Andy and Barney. Now, another one was definitely he pretended to get drunk because Aunt Bee didn't feel needed. Remember that? So I think I'll accept either one of those is the right answer. Because Aunt Bee was not feeling useful, and you know, she was not happy because she was a lady of leisure, and she didn't like it. So I'll accept either one of those answers as the answer. So number 10, you get either one of those is correct. So if you got either of those, you win. All right, so that's 10 questions. We're done. 10 questions of Mayberry fun trivia. How did you do? How did you do? Did you do better than you did at Mayberry Days trivia? If you didn't, you're just really good at both. Maybe that's what it is. So good job. Those were the answers and questions. So I hope you enjoyed that. Those are always fun to me. I like these trivia episodes. I feel like when I do them, I always feel like I'm being cheap on you, because this is, you know, this is trivia. You could look up trivia. Matter of fact, you could go to Weaver's and get Scott Hopkins' book of Mayberry trivia, and you could do this all the time. You just sit around, read your book of trivia. Got you know all those questions on there. You could do that as Mayberry trivia book. I'm sure he would like that. Mayberry trivia. If you like Mayberry trivia and you enjoy doing this, go pick up that book at weaversdepartmentstore.com. It's called Mayberry Trivia. It's by Scott Hopkins. It's got 1,500 questions in it. 1,500. The questions I did tonight did not come from the book. So you're not gypped by only having 1,490 questions that you don't already know the answer to. So that's a public service. All right, guys, guess what it's time for now? It's time to hear from our favorite reporter, Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The Andy Griffith Show had numerous guest stars who appeared early in their careers. But when it comes to acting accolades, one of the most successful is Jack Nicholson. Born on April the 22nd, 1937 in New Jersey, Jack was never sure who his father was. His mother had him when only 17, and his grandparents agreed to raise him as their own child without telling him his true parentage. He grew up thinking his biological mother was his sister. He did not learn until 1974 that his sister was really his mother, and that his other sister was his aunt. But by that time, his mother and grandparents had passed away. Jack first came to Hollywood in 1954 at the age of 17 and took on a job as an office worker for the animators Hanna and Barbera. He made his television debut in an episode of the anthology show Matinee Theater in 1956, appearing in an episode that had only two cast members. In 1957, he enlisted in the California Air National Guard and was discharged in 1962 at the end of his enlistment. While he did have to spend some time called up for several months of active duty during the Berlin Crisis of 1961, he was able to pursue an acting career even though enlisted. Jack made his film debut playing a 17-year-old juvenile delinquent, one of the leads in The Crybaby Killer, a 1958 production of the legendary independent film producer and director Roger Corman. After another film and television series appearance, Jack had a role in what has become a cult film, the original 1960 version of the black comedy Little Shop of Horrors. Directed by Corman, over just 2 days with a budget of only $28,000, Jack played a masochistic dental patient in the film, while Jackie Joseph, Ernest T. Bass's own sweet Romina, played the female lead, Audrey. Over the next 5 years, Jack appeared in television guest roles in series such as Sea Hunt, Ensign Pulver, and Tales of Wells Fargo. In his guest role in the Wells Fargo episode, the stage driver was played by Chubby Johnson, who later played the feuding Mr. Carter in Mayberry. Jack also played the recurring character Jamie Angel in four 1966 episodes of Dr. Kildare. He continued to appear in low-budget films, such as Roger Corman's The Raven, starring Vincent Price, and The Terror, starring Boris Karloff, with direction by Corman and the young director Francis Ford Coppola. In 1966, the same year he appeared in his recurring role in Dr. Kildare, Jack played the father of a newborn who was left by the door of the courthouse in the seventh season episode, Opie Finds a Baby. The following season, he played the wrongfully accused Marvin Jenkins in Aunt B, the Juror. After starring in the film Hell's Angels on Wheels, Jack appeared in his breakout role in the 1969 counterculture film Easy Rider. This launched his stellar career. He followed up the film with his acclaimed 1970 performance in Five Easy Pieces. He has had a long history of respected performances, starring in The Last Detail, Chinatown, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Terms of Endearment, and playing the Joker in Tim Burton's version of Batman. With 12 nominations, Jack is the most Academy Award-nominated actor in the Academy's history. He's won twice for starring roles, first for Cuckoo's Nest, and then for the 1997 film As Good as It Gets. He also won his Best Supporting Actor for Terms of Endearment. He and Michael Caine are the only actors to have been nominated in every decade from the 1960s through the 2000s. Jack has won 6 Golden Globe Awards, received the Kennedy Center Award, and is one of the youngest actors to ever receive the American Film Institute's Life Achievement Award. And to think, The Andy Griffith Show played a role in this acclaimed actor's illustrious career. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of the great stuff that Randy looks up and finds out about Andy Griffith Show stuff, Mayberry in general, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thank you, Randy. Randy was in the chat over on Facebook, and I had said he was our reporter, our favorite reporter. He said he's the only reporter. And I told him, I was thinking that when I said it. So, hey, folks, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting, and I would love to have you send me an email or send me a voicemail at 888-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you. It's always good to hear from you, like we heard from those today. I'm always looking, always look forward to hearing from and seeing what you guys have to say about what's going on here on the podcast and in Mayberry in general. Had a great time this past week and down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Eagles Wings of Tuscaloosa, helping raise money for adults with special needs. If you would like to contribute to that, head over to eagleswingsoftuscaloosa.org, I believe. If they're not, look them up on Google and feel free to donate to them. It's a great cause, and I am proud, and all the other Mayberry Tribute artists are proud to be a part, a small part, of what they do at Eagles Wings. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and until next time, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs.